Hey, have you been listening?
95.3 Gorilla's been handing out tons of money this spring, and we're just getting started.
You just won $5,000! You just did it! $5,000!
I don't even know what to think right now. I am so excited.
Yolanda, you just got $500 from Gorilla.
Yeah!
Yes. Don't freak out. Don't make me say the line from Pulp Fiction. Don't make me tell you to be cool, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Hang on just a sec. Let me get you paid, okay?
All right, thank you.
That's awesome. Congratulations. You got that cash.
Yes, thank you.
$100
on you. Thank you.
Money.
You
kidding me?
Real people win a real big cash.
What? Yes!
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Get ready. Gorilla's Banana Bank returns Monday morning, May 18th, only on 95.3.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's get ready.
Ready for what?
Ready to start the day.
And also for a Tuesday morning show.
But I'm too tired.
You're tired.
You're tired? Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, guys.
Let's get this show on the road.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
It's showtime.
So much going on this week. If you missed the big announcement yesterday, Niall Horan is doing a huge world tour. It's the Dinner Party Tour, and he's coming to New Orleans next spring, April of 2027. We have your tickets all week long right here on 95.3 Gorilla. And yes, money is back. Here's the deal with the Banana Bank. It's coming back on Monday, the 18th. Less than a week to go now. All of that cash, hundreds or even thousands of dollars for you. We really love this new game this spring. The Banana Bank is awesome. You got three chances to guess if you think the price of bananas will go up or down. If you're right, you get to keep the cash or keep playing. If you're right three times in a row, you get the bonus round. That could be worth thousands and thousands of dollars. That is coming back on Monday. And of course, the Dad Awards. We just did Mother's Day. Father's Day is coming up next month. And we're doing it again with the Dad Awards on the way in June. So much happening. We got Shuckers tickets for you this summer. Some big events on the way. You got to keep it locked in. You're on 95.3 Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
Gorilla, who's this?
Hi, my name's Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. I just hung up on caller number 9, which makes you...
Yay! Caller number 10!
On the way to go see Niall Horan next spring from Gorilla. Congratulations!
Thank you so much!
Yeah, they just announced this tour. You can't even buy tickets yet. They're brand new, and we got them for you. Megan, you're going to go see Niall Horan in April next year at the Smoothie King.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What town are you calling me from? Where are you living?
I'm calling you from Ocean Springs.
Amazing. Only local winners on Gorilla. Hang on so I can grab you these tickets, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
I got to tell you, I was absolutely stunned when I saw this statistic the other day, and I said, that can't possibly be real. How often does the average American change the sheets on their bed? The average American changes their bed sheets once a month. Once a month. On average, it's just about every 24 days. Women are a little better than men, as you might expect. Women are like every 19 to 22 days. Men are like 6 weeks plus, which is gross, right? Horrific, okay? I'm over here thinking like, I'm not that much of a prude, right? I'm changing my sheets at least once a week, at least minimum, absolute minimum, sometimes even more than that. So I want to know, question of the day today, how often do you change the sheets on your bed? And I'm terrified of what the answers are going to be. And here come the phone calls. The phones are lighting up. How often do you change your sheets? You're on.
Hey, I'm a single guy, and I change my sheets about every 6 weeks, ma'am.
Yeah, see, here we go. That's what I was afraid of. How many pairs of sheets do you own, my friend?
And I own 3 pairs of sheets that fit.
You know, that's something else that we should probably talk about, too. Why do sheets never fit? Like, ever? You try? They just never, ever fit. Like, you never fold them. You never deal with them. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for the call, dude.
You have a good one, okay?
All right. 6 weeks, I got to say. It's a little crusty. How often do you change your sheets? All right. Matt is next. Matt, are you single?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. When's the last time you changed your sheets?
Oh, man, probably 3-4 months ago. I sleep with 2 blankets, so 1 blanket's on top of the sheet.
Oh, no. Do you at least, like, change the blankets on top of them?
No, it's not. It's been there for at least 3-4 months, though.
All right. What about the pillowcases? Do you clean those?
Yeah, I changed my pillowcases last night for the first time in a while. I mean, I could feel my pillowcases yelling at me for not changing them.
Oh, man. Hey, so, like, notice how these calls have been from guys, okay? Like, women are changing their sheets on the regular, I hope. Let's try and get the ladies to chime in here. Melanie, you get the last word today. First of all, are you single?
No, but my husband, when he was single, he would never change a sheet.
What'd you think about that?
I would never say it as his cleaning was not up to my par.
Right.
Yes. He does everything by my rules now.
Oh, good boy. You trained him. He's a good house husband now, right?
He is.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
For anybody wondering what would happen to Savannah Guthrie, she's now back on the Today Show, and she's announcing new projects, too. Jimmy was talking about this. They're turning the New York Times app game Wordle into a game show. Listen.
We've been developing Wordle as a game show for the past 2.5 years with the New York Times, and it's official. We are making Wordle game show with our host, Savannah Guthrie. Oh. Come on, Savannah.
Oh my gosh.
We can tell everybody.
I know. We've been holding this secret between us for like a long time now.
Yes.
And we're going to make Wordle a game show.
I'm so happy. It's you. We were like, who's the perfect host for this? We need to have someone that looks like they play Wordle, someone that knows how to run a show and host it. And we did the pilot, and you are amazing, by the way.
That's going to debut in 2027 after 3 years of development. Takes 3 years to design Wordle the game show? That's kind of nuts. Lots of new trailers on the web today. Netflix dropping a new trailer for Calabasas Confidential, following celebrity children, including Preston Pippin, Rain Michaels, and Hersey Miller. I don't know who any of those people are, which I'm really proud of. New Matthew McConaughey trailer just dropped for The Rivals of Amzia King. That's set in rural Oklahoma. Peacock just released a preview for The 5-Star Weekend starring Jennifer Garner. And Netflix has dropped a new trailer for 72 Hours starring Kevin Hart, which, of course, he was the subject of that roast this past weekend. And Kevin and Cat Williams apparently ended their feud during the roast.
Cat, we have an opportunity in real time, this is live television, to put our beef behind us. I am offering you an olive branch of peace. I want to be a brother. I want to be a friend. Kat, I want to move on. Can we move on, man? Can we move on? Kat Williams, one time, ladies and gentlemen, Kat Williams.
You know, I'm really kind of surprised. That actually sounds really genuine. That's awesome.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
All right, let's see if you recognize this.
Stick a gum, right?
No.
No. Red light, green light. You come up against a lock you can't pick, you mash them together. Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you. You'll have about 5 seconds.
Just don't chew it.
Just don't chew it.
There we go. It's Emilio Estevez's birthday today. Emilio is turning 64. Of course, that was him in Mission Impossible, Jack explaining to Ethan how the exploding gum works. On this day back in 1967, the debut album by the Jimi Hendrix Experience was officially released. It was called Are You Experienced? Another big media milestone today. On this date, May 12th, 1994, Pulp Fiction premiered at Cannes. You know, when I was younger, I thought the Tarantino movies were kind of outrageous. Now I love them. Now I think they're like the best things ever. May 12th today is National Hospital Day.
Dr. Hibbert, I thought you'd located another kidney for Grandpa.
Don't worry about old Grandpa. I'm going to a better place. Shelbyville Hospital!
Say it with me. There's always a Simpsons clip, right? Steve Winwood turning 78 years old today. And what was the number one song on today's date 20 years ago? Any guesses? Oh, this is going to make me feel old. 20 years ago today, it was a sample of Soft Cell's Tainted Love by Rihanna. She called it SOS. 20 years ago today, that was number one in the U.S. Hard to believe. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. It's Tuesday, May 12th, 2026.